Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
And we are at a safe social distance, and everything's been wiped down with the Clorox wipes. So just want to let people know who are listening. We're coming up to a milestone that we've talked about for the past couple of years, and that's always at the end of August. And that's when we get to the point when they talk about overdose vigils and International Overdose Day, and every year you hope the numbers go down a little bit. Doesn't look like that's happening necessarily, but at least there seems to be more and more awareness and more of an effort to at least stem the tide and understand this issue better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, awareness is certainly a very big thing, and that's why, you know, as I go in my job, and most people, I think, in their lives have really been touched by somebody. Everybody pretty much knows somebody that's been touched by this terrible problem. So, you know, this Monday, August 31st, is International Overdose Awareness Day. And even though 2020 is a very different year for all of us, I think that, you know, we're going to be in a position, we're going to still have some meetings this year, community coalitions this weekend, which I hope we'll be able to get the word out once again. Remember the people that we've lost. Remember there's a lot of work to be done.
Now, this Overdose Vigil 2020, that's going to be on Monday. This is live on YouTube, so a little bit different because of what's going on virtually. And this is a collaborative effort between, I believe, the Brockton Area Prevention Collaborative and Plymouth Area Prevention Collaborative?
Right, yeah. I mean, we've been doing those for years. I've gone to many of them over the years and spoken as well as many other people have, and they show pictures of people who have passed as a result of the overdose issues. But this year they're going to go virtual. So they're hosting a virtual overdose vigil live this Monday at 7 o'clock on YouTube. Speakers and performers have pre-recorded videos of themselves, and they will compile their memorial slideshow like they always do, where people can submit photos of their loved ones that they lost to overdoses. I taped my segment last week, and WATD was good enough to put on their website the flyer that tells you that if you have a picture of a loved one, what you can do to get that picture of your loved one up there also.
What in over the years, and you've been involved in a lot of these, and you've, before we had to, you know, be very careful because of COVID, you were able to see people and talk with them in person. What does this do for people? Is it like a cathartic experience? Is it encouraging because they see, here's other people that are in my situation? What happens during these things?
I think what people talk about the most that I see when I go to them is they talk about hope. They talk about the fact that, you know, this is a dangerous issue that's out there right now. You know, whether it be heroin, opiates, fentanyl, carfentanil, and people need to understand that there's a lot of really good people who are working hard to make sure that we can hold the dealers who are peddling poison accountable. Understanding we have drug courts that, even though right now during COVID we have limited capacities, so we continue to work the drug courts. Plymouth County Outreach is really the first in the nation where all of our police departments are working together and notifying each other of the fatal opiate overdoses. And that there's a lot of people that have worked really hard to try to get in front of this. And I think that, you know, it's always inspiring to me to see the work that's done. When we go to our vigils, whether in Marshfield this Saturday at 6 a.m. at Green Harbor, or Monday in Scituate at the Lighthouse at 6 a.m. sunrise vigils. When you go to those, you'll see a lot of hope there. You'll see resource tables there. And everybody will be, as I understand it, socially distanced as best as they can. But really what it is, it's about people talking about their loved ones, their lost ones, and how can we get help and how can we work together to stop this terrible problem.
And if people want to get involved in the Overdose Vigil this coming Monday, the Overdose Vigil 2020 on YouTube, is there a website that they can go to or a place that they can go for more information?
They can go to the WATD website. And they can also go to the PlymouthDA.com website, and there is a website there that tells you how to subscribe to the Brockton Area Prevention Collaborative on YouTube and what you need to do in order to get a picture of your loved one there too, so we can all remember together and we can also continue the fight.
That's right, and I believe it's also on the WATD Facebook page as well. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.